fucking movies. And I say Cam should go in horror, thriller, sci-fi, and independent movies.
Oh.
Because, yeah, that only makes sense.
Should it go in sci-fi, though? I don't think it should go in sci-fi.
Well, thriller slash sci-fi. Or is it just thriller on Netflix, then just thriller? Because sometimes it's thriller slash sci-fi, which is stupid. I hate when they're clumped together.
Well, I don't really think it's a sci-fi film.
Me neither. But, like, on HBO, what I'm saying is on HBO Go, the section is thriller slash sci-fi, so they're all in the same. Oh. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that it's a sci-fi film.
Okay.
That's why I make my own rules and I tell Netflix where to put shit, because what if this wasn't the sci-fi section? That'd be some bullshit.
Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I am Samantha and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, snow showers, low 27 Fahrenheit, winds light and bearable, chance of snow 50%, snow accumulation less than 1 inch.
Hey, is it snowing there?
It's going to.
Hold up. When I was just outside, it was snowing, so hold up. Let me check my AccuWeather here in Pennsylvania.
You just doxed yourself. There's like 5 people who live in Pennsylvania, and now they're going to find you.
They're gonna find me like right away.
Yeah.
Great state of Pennsylvania. Snowfall from Thursday afternoon into Thursday evening will total 1 to 2 inches. Is it snowing right now? No. It's mostly cloudy right now. But anyway, great. It's gonna snow all week here. Okay.
We're in the mountains, so.
Yeah, we're in the mountains. So it's all snowy.
It's natural. It's our natural state because, you know, Appalachia only has like 2 seasons, winter and fall.
Winter and fall.
No, it's only winter and fall. Just look at any movie based in Appalachia. It's only ever winter and fall.
Dude, you're not wrong. Because, like, whenever I think of Appalachia, I think of Cold Mountain, the movie.
Yes.
It's winter 100% of the movie, except for, like, the end when it's spring, which is bullshit because it's probably actually fall. They just are confused.
Yeah, they don't understand that we don't have spring in Appalachia.
Well, the people that say it's spring, they actually, like, moved to Appalachia, so, yeah, they're unreliable narrators.
So, you know, Stormy, I've been considering making a career change.
Oh, yes. What's that you would like to do with your life, Sam?
Perhaps cam girl performing?
Wow, that sounds great because that's very liberating and it'll empower you as a female and you will make a lot of money.
It sure will.
Great.
And that happens to be the plot of the movie we're reviewing tonight. Oh,
so that's why it's called Cam, right on.
Yeah. Cam is a 2018 horror movie written by Issa Mazai and directed by Daniel Goldhaber. The film centers around Alice, who moonlights as Lola, a cam girl known for her crazy streams, and is hell-bent on making number one. But things go awry when her account is compromised and a doppelganger takes over the show. The film premiered in July 2018 at the Fantasia International Film Festival before making its wide release on Netflix on November 19th. As of its release, the movie has earned favorable reviews, earning a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Dude, that rules because it totally deserves it.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. It's so good. End of the podcast.
End of podcast. It's really good. Go watch it. All right. Alrighty.
Short recording tonight.
Hell yeah. 4 minutes. But right. Yeah, this was, as per what we discussed in the mini episode prior to this episode, we both thought that we would like it and it would be a good movie, and we were right. So awesome.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I did not expect it to be what it was, and I was pleasantly surprised that it was completely different than...
Yes.
I thought it was just going to be a slasher movie where a serial killer is killing off cam girls, and I was just like, why is everybody so obsessed with this movie? It's probably just a generic plot. But it was...
Yeah.
Excuse you. But it was not...
yeah, it wasn't like that at all. And I have to say that's what I was expecting too. But what the movie really is really, really unique and special. And it really, like, I couldn't stop watching. Like, I never, like, got distracted or bored. It was awesome from beginning to end.
Yeah, I was very taken with it from the first 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When she fakes her first suicide.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I was like, oh, so is it just going to be a guy who manipulates poor unsuspecting cam girls into killing themselves?
Yeah. But that was a really cool, like, little ploy. Yeah, she's badass.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And yeah. I didn't recognize her. She, the lead actress, I should have the notes pulled up. I'm bad at my job.
sorry.
Available on Netflix with subscription.
Yes.
Stormy has been sick, and I told her we can delay recording until she's done with this bullshit.
No, listen, I'm good. This is just, like, the aftermath of
I'm
it.
Good. I'm still just coughing all the fucking time.
Here, let me just eat a cough drop.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, put it in your mouth.
But yeah, she is from The Handmaid's Tale, but she just looks like really different in this movie because she's like cleaned up. She looks like really great. Her hair is different. She has both eyes.
Suck it slower.
Yes. Hey, my favorite part of the movie were the emojis.
Yeah, those were funny. The lead actress is Madeline Brewer, who plays, shit. One of the handmaids, the one without an eye?
Yeah, her name is Janine.
Janine. Just two completely different characters. And the entire time I was watching the movie, and I was like, who is she? I know her from somewhere.
Yeah, dude. She's awesome.
Yeah, she was good in this movie. I've never been really impressed with her on Handmaid's Tale, but now that I've seen her in more of a normal role, I'm very impressed with her.
Oh yeah, especially like a starring role. Like I really like her. Yeah, her performance is great because it's really realistic. Like she's dealing with like realistic struggles. Like she has like realistic goals and wants, things like that. So it's really,
really, really nice. I think so. Yeah. And her house, like, girl must be making bank.
Listen,
camming if she's able to afford like a fucking 3-bedroom house.
Dude, yeah, she has that like house, and then it shows, like, her whenever she's getting her, like, hair fixed, that she's ordering, like, a big, it's, like, it's not a sofa. It's, like, one of those big, long couch sofas, a sectional set.
Yeah.
It's, like, $5,000. I'm like, holy shit, dude. But, like, she's just, like, buying it just because she's got that money. And I was like, damn, dude, like, cam girls must make, like, a lot. Well, the good cam girls must be making, like, a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, you have to. In order to make, the same applies to like, same laws of podcasting apply to cam girling, where you need to have a decent following, you need to be ranking high, you need to, if you want to make any money at all, even before you have expendable income from what you're doing,
yeah,
you need to be making enough to pay your bills as whatever you're doing. So for her, I imagine her early income had to go towards, I don't know, sex toys. And
yeah. Right.
And if the website requires her to pay for her membership, then I guess that would have to go to it. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is pay your local cam girl. Don't just go to Girls for Download and download her streams.
Girls for Download.
Support her or else she won't be able to do it anymore.
Exactly. If you like something, you have to support it with money. That's the reality of it all. Like, you can't have anything for free, like anything good for free.
That's why we're terrible, is because you're getting this shit for free.
Yeah. Yeah, we suck. Our quality and value is terrible.
We've gotten two one-star reviews, and they're both from us.
They're both from us. We gave ourselves one-star reviews. Dude, I gave us a five-star review the other day, so hopefully that kind of evened out our weird rating, so it boosted us to maybe a 4 point, something higher than a 4.5, maybe? We'll see.
Nice.
So within the movie, whenever we see her camming, like, and chatting with people, like, going into this, I didn't fully understand all that went into camming. Like, I just thought it was, like, girls doing stuff on camera and people watching, but it's, like, 100%, like, an interactive thing, mm-hmm. and I didn't consider that at all, and, like, how much work it is, and looking at her calendar and her, like, having to chat with people, like, one-on-one right after her things, and her preparation, and her, like, complaining that, like, she's like, we never sleep and all this stuff. I'm like, shit, I guess it is pretty, like, grueling constantly, like, having to keep up with people who are, I guess, they're your fans.
Yeah, the guys I follow a couple, well, only one cam girl on Twitter and her YouTube channel, and she said that, you know, you can just turn on the camera and fuck yourself with a dildo, but that's not going to get you very far in the cam girl world. You need to have some kind of gimmick in order to get an audience. It's marketing. You need to have a niche. Otherwise, your reach is too broad and you're not going to really get people coming back and turning into conversions. Right. Look at me using marketing terminology. Like, the one I follow happens to do a lot of weird weeaboo shit, but, you know, it makes her a lot of money, but...
Nice. You follow her on Twitter?
I follow her YouTube channel, mostly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Plus, she's completely covered in tattoos, which also covers another fetish.
Oh, cool. What's her, like, Twitter handle?
Siren Cove? With a Y instead of an I.
Oh.
I think.
Cove.
Yeah. What else was I going to say about... Oh, yeah. The game I used to play all the time in class. Although I never played it in class. I'm pretty sure I only played it when we were in the computer lab. Mm-hmm. Honeycam Studio for other fans of the game. You get bigger audiences the more fetishes you put on your girls. So... That's why cam girls do put a lot of work and preparation into their shows and should be appreciated more for the weird shit they do for you.
Oh, for real? So this girl, is she of pink hair?
Yeah.
Okay, I found her. I find. Well, cool. Trying my best. Aw, how sweet. Okay, cool. Damn, she has like... 18,800 followers, so that's a lot more than Real Horror Show has.
You know, I think we would have more followers if our handle wasn't taken by some rando.
Oh, shit. That random person and their, like, their profile picture's like the Grinch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe that they have our handle, but they don't post anything, and they haven't for, like, years.
I've added them. Anyway, it's water under the bridge. It's fine.
It's still annoying, but it's fine because the two underscores, you know, I've already got that memorized, so we can't change it now or I'll get confused.
Yeah. But I just got to say, Real Horror Show has to be really confused at why they have 3,000 followers.
3,000 followers. Right. Dude, how many followers do we even have?
Like 4:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, should we do something special when we reach like 1,000?
A cam show?
Not a cam show. I don't know. No. Something else. Something that, like, doesn't require us to spend money on anything.
Maybe we'll find someone to interview.
A shout out. We'll give you a shout out. People love that.
Yeah.
But anyway, what do you, how do you feel about how the guys were that she interacted with, like their creep level and stuff? Like they did pretty well at being creepy, but they weren't like rapey.
Honestly, let's be real. The vast majority of guys who partake in cam shows and are dedicated followers are just lonely guys who tend to be a little awkward, like Tinker.
Yeah. And then there was that other guy, the older guy.
Yeah. And then I would say maybe like 15% are like Barnacle Barney who think. And I tend to just believe the world is generally good.
Yeah, yeah. No. Like, they seemed pretty okay, except, like, you know, the normal, like, I don't know.
Like, Barney was the only one who was seemed like a genuine, like, threat to her safety.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
Even Tinker, for being a stalker, seemed relatively harmless.
Yes, yeah.
Just a little sweaty, and that's okay.
Yeah, his only flaw was that he just, like, nervous looking. I think she described him as, like, nervous looking.
Yeah.
Did she say that, did she describe him as sweaty or nervous looking?
Sweaty, nervous looking guy.
Oh, nice. Okay. Tall, sweaty, nervous looking.
So both.
Yeah, both.
Which, the hotel he was staying at, I feel like would describe most of the, patrons.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And she, like, totally, she even stayed in the hotel with, like, no worry that, like, he was going to try anything. Like, he didn't even bother her at all.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
And then you have the jerks, like, the one guy who was married and his in-laws were in town. Yeah, he was planning a private show with her.
Yeah. But she, it's cool because she had, like, one of those, like, stun gun things, and she has all these things to protect herself in case of that happening, which is cool.
Like, so
she's on it.
Honestly, if you watch cam girl shows, if you cam, I don't give a shit. It's your own life.
Yeah.
Like, a couple of years ago when the Ashley Madison hack happened, like, I was so pissed because just whose fucking business is it?
Right.
What happens in a marriage is between those two people, and actually a lot of people exposed in the Ashley Madison hack were closeted gay men.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Man. Especially, like, out in the Middle East.
Wow.
Or at least that's what I heard on Dan Savage's
podcast. You mean Midwest?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I think in the Middle East, too.
Middle East, like, this was international?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what Dan Savage said, at least, so.
Oh, interesting.
Make of that what you will.
Well, going off of that, how do you feel about, like, her relationship with her family, like, her mother and her brother?
Okay, so her, like, having her brother super involved with her camming is a little. That's the only part that kind of grossed me out.
Yeah. She's like, oh, look at me.
Look at this dick.
Look at this. Pick of me. Do you think it's cute? Did I post it? And at first, I didn't know that was her brother, and I didn't know that was her mother. I thought they were, like, kind of like her buds that hung out at, like, the salon. But then only until she mentioned that they were her relations did I, like, know, and I was like, oh, okay. Because her relationship with her mom was, like, non-existent.
The last person I would tell about my cam girl career would be my brother. It doesn't matter how close we are.
Right.
That's just on a TMI level.
Yeah, it's a little bit, it's kind of just like your private thing that you do.
Yeah. And I understand wanting to be honest with your mother on how you were able to afford this sick house in this $5,000 sectional. Use vague terminology.
Yeah.
And this isn't me shaming cam girls. I mean, Jack, it's Dormy.
Yeah.
Would you tell your mother about the podcast?
like, well, she already knows about the podcast, so there's that. But, like, if I were a cam girl, and would I tell her, like, no?
No matter what your rank on the website was?
Yeah, no matter if I was, like, the best, I would take measures to keep that private, so as to not, like, embarrass anybody or upset anybody, you know what I mean? The people who are a little bit older, a little bit more traditional.
Yeah.
That don't really understand the culture or and how it is today with women and sex workers and stuff like that. Yeah, I would try to avoid that situation and kind of be super private and probably, like, stay off of social media as much as I could and probably find, like, an alias.
You know what I mean? Like Stormy Skies.
That's right. That everybody knows that I'm Stormy Skies, so I would have to find another alias. See? Like Lola. Like Lola's second alias at the end, and she, like, wears a wig, so she looks a little different. That kind of situation.
Yeah, I plan on never telling my parents about the podcast, just because why would I? Holy shit, I did not tell you the horrifying thing that happened to me on Sunday because of our new podcast host.
What? What new podcast host?
What? Well, we're on Podbean now instead of SoundCloud. That's what I mean by that.
Ew.
I set it so that it would share to Facebook automatically, and I thought it would just share to my profile. But it shared to all the pages I manage, including the church's page. It was the most... And I'm only browsing on my phone when I see it, and I click the arrow to delete the post, but it won't delete. It won't pull down the menus. So I'm, like, panicking and trying to log onto my computer, but my O button's not working and I have an O in my password.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most terrifying 7 minutes of my life.
Oh, God. But, dude, like, whenever that happened, like, I was active on Facebook because I saw your tweet about it. And I was like, I was active on Facebook and I didn't see it dropped. At least I didn't see it dropped on Postcard Press or anywhere else at that time and then removed. So I didn't even see it at all.
That's good. So. No one's mentioned it to me, so I think it happened while most people were still in the church and not on their phones.
Unless they go on their phones in the church, which is bad, bad, bad.
That's what Satan would tell you to do, and you shouldn't listen to Satan.
You shouldn't listen to Satan. That's right, Sam. I'm trying to spread the good word of Jesus.
Satan's bad.
That's right. Satan would tell you, if you're bored in church, go on your phone.
All right, so let's talk about what happens to Lola. Her face gets stolen.
Yes. And the whole time I was extremely confused because I thought it was a person that looked just like her. A real life person.
Mm-hmm.
But later in the movie we come to understand that it is a computer program that can do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of realistic.
Deep fakes are a thing that were huge a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Online, and it's basically where someone steals your face and it superimposes it onto a porn star who's doing sex stuff to herself or to someone else. That's
what it's called, a deep fake. I wrote down the description of what it was, but I couldn't remember what the hell it was called.
Yeah. So, okay. I don't think it was like some demon or anything taking over her face. It was definitely some kind of computer hacker who's advanced this deep fake technology to the point that it was at in the videos we saw. And all of Alice's streams are available for download, so of course there's plenty of footage for them to compile together to create an exact replica.
Yeah.
And naysayers listening, you're like, but Sib, how did they know the inside of her house? We see clips of her carrying around her open laptop, so it's feasible that she was hacked long before her account was taken over.
That's right.
But that's all I have to say about that.
That's right, naysayers. But
and it's fucking sad
that
most of the girls on the top 10 list are probably deep fakes.
Dude, yeah. Wow.
Which means I hope we get a sequel where Princess becomes a deep fake.
Dude, Princess was a bitch. But Speaking of deepfakes.
Dude, all those girls in the fucking Cam Clubhouse.
The Cam Clubhouse where they just live there. How about fucking baby. So the girl that's on number one, she died. And yeah. Nobody, like, knew because her account was still going.
Right.
But it was fake.
That's creepy. That was probably the creepiest part.
That was a creepy part. And I was like, oh, shit. And, like, it's so real because when people die, like, their social media and stuff, it's still up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that just kind of is, like, an extension of that kind of idea. And you look at it, and some people look at it and be like, oh, that wouldn't happen. It's like, yeah, it would, though, and it can, and it probably is.
Definitely. I think that's one of the oldest creepypastas is someone takes over a deceased person's Facebook or MySpace account.
Yeah.
That's part of the plot of Unfriended. It's the only interesting part of the movie Unfriended is where the ghost hacks into her friend's Facebook account.
Oh, dude, I never saw Unfriended. I still haven't seen that movie. It's on Netflix. I'm looking through my notes here on story. Let's see. I never realized that you would have to create personal relationships with men, but of course you have to because that's how you get more money. Like, because they only do Cam shows, like, I guess maybe once a day at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I was thinking, I was like, Cam girls, oh, yeah, they're just on their computer all day. And I was like, no, they have lives. They have to go out and do things. So that they, like, call people, talk to people, have little sessions with people, things like that. A bunch of different people. And they have to, like, remember all the little details. So the men believe that they're special and all that stuff.
Alice's and, like, Alice's calendar was goals.
Yes. Yeah, dude. So, her calendar was number one. And so it goes to show, like, how... Yeah, it was organized, but it also goes to show how, like, creative you have to be and, like, the anxiety you get mm-hmm. if you're worried that, like, it might be boring or something like that. And, like, who can be, like, the most inventive or the most new and the most original without copying off all the other shows... So many other ideas, you know, how can you be your own thing?
Yeah, and it's also a good way to track to see which shows scored you higher than other shows, so you know which ones to repeat. I think she was known for her suicide shows.
Those are cool as hell, because then she has to be, like, insanely skilled at special effects makeup, which she clearly was when she did the throat cut, which is not easy to do. You don't know what you're doing, you know.
I do know.
Huh?
I do know.
Good.
But going back to the Cam Girl Clubhouse.
Yeah, Cam Girl, like, Clubhouse.
It pissed me off how not caring they were about the situation, because it's going to happen to them.
Yeah. I know, right? It could. Yeah, and they really weren't, and they didn't care, and they were being dicks about it. And then the one girl was, like, personally, like, attacking Lola to make her go down ranks. And I felt bad because she worked so hard just to get to 50. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, in the end, she started all over again. And she was, like, 36,000 whatever million, I don't know, out of how many. And I was, like, Jesus, she's been working at this for, like, years to be in the top 50, let alone, like, in the top 5.
But I admire her dedication, but yes, if that were to happen to me, I would probably just say, yeah, I'm going to find another way to make money online.
I'd say just fuck it.
Yeah. But you know what? She's more dedicated than us.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, can't say I liked her new persona. I mean, I don't know her new persona, but I preferred the pink over the blue.
The pink, which was, like, the first persona.
Yeah, her main setup.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then she changes all the, like, curtains and stuff around it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The blue just seemed too cold. The pink was more inviting and warm.
Yeah, I agree. It was more her personality. But she created.
She had to become someone new.
Yes, she did. What was her new name like? Evie Bot or something like that.
She became Eve.
Eve Bot. Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on to, since we're discussing her room, we can move on to like production and just like the setting and how really, really cool her camera room is.
Oh, I love her camera room. I want, if I didn't have to share an office with David, I would want a pink and frilly recording studio.
Dude, yeah. That like room was just like so cool and decked out, and like her super nice like TV that was on wheels with the camera and the laptop and her super cute phone and then all her stuff. Everything was awesome. The lighting. Yeah, I was just chilly. Wish I had a cool room like that. Maybe when I have like an
a writing room. My writing room is going to consist of...
Wow, Sam, a writing room? Desk. How pretentious of you to have one of those.
I don't have a writing...
Did you hear about that?
What?
Did you hear about that thing?
No.
How people on Twitter, like, I think, like, J.K. Rowling said something about her having a writing room, and someone said that she was pretentious for having a writing room, and then, like, all these writers, like... clap back and we're like, I have a writing room, blah blah, herp derp derp. And it's like, yeah, it's not pretentious to have a writing room. Like, everybody's got one, and it doesn't have to be like a separate room. It could be like the little corner of the room or like their table or their desk or the library.
Oh, well, I have a writing room, but I call it an office, like a normal fucking unpretentious person.
I don't have a writing room. I just have this little corner desk, which is cold and is drafty because it's near the front door.
Well, that's fine. You don't
need anything. But I've got a whiteboard. Yeah. Yeah, I don't need anything crazy or special, but eventually I would like to have a bigger desk. This desk is like on its last leg.
Oh, you should move down here because I found a house that's perfect for you.
Oh, nice.
It's like an old Victorian, like not a Victorian looking house, but kind of in that vein. But it's creepy looking.
Nice. You should send me the like the realtor information on that.
Oh, it's not for it's not for sale. It's just
there.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I saw it and I was like, oh, that could totally be Jacqueline's house.
Nice.
I mean, Stormy Sky's house.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Jacqueline?
I don't know. It was fucking weird.
Sounds like a bitch.
Come up with this shit. Anyway. So regarding the production, I think it was well done because I think that this movie was like, it was sexy, but it wasn't like blatant nudity, sexualization. It's actually really modest.
You consider someone rubbing glitter onto their big fat titties modest?
When did that happen?
It was one of the transition scenes.
Oh, yeah, that was for like 1 second, which was weird. But like throughout the movie regarding Alice or Lola, it was pretty, it could have been really dirty. You know what I mean? It could have been straight up pornographic, but it was more about her life. And this was just an aspect of it. And she did other things, you know, like, try to spend time with her family, do this, do that.
Excuse me.
Thank you, Blumhouse. Thank God this is a Blumhouse film.
Blumhouse is killing it lately.
They really are, dude.
Can I?
I'm scared for the time that they're not going to be killing it anymore. I'm just so scared that moment's going to happen.
It's going to happen, and it'll be the saddest moment in horror. Yeah. That'll be when the horror renaissance ends.
I know. And that's going to be a sad time, but it is coming. All things do end, but we're still doing well.
Okay, but speaking of Blumhouse, because I think they did Happy Death Day, they actually really pissed me off with the Happy Death Day 2 trailer because it spoils the first movie.
Oh my God, yes it does. Because didn't they say something like, oh yeah, blah, 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 like her friend was the killer, like her girlfriend or something. And I was like, what?
They give the entire movie an ending away.
I was like, well, fuck me. I guess I just want to watch it.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt.
Watch.
I haven't seen it yet, and I've really been looking forward to watching it, but then I saw the trailer before Halloween, and I'm like, okay, fuck it, dude. I guess.
I know. It was, like, fucking bloody disgusting. All they do is talk about how great it is and how fun and all this. I'm like, oh, shit, well, maybe I should give it a chance. But now I fucking won't even be excited or surprised to watch it because I know what happens. So it's going to be me seeing the character who's the killer and be like, oh, well, fuck. Just be bored. It's just lost all of its, like, you know, luster.
I mean, Scream 2 didn't do that, did they?
No. I don't think in their trailer?
I don't think they did.
No, I don't think they did. In the trailer for Scream 2, they were like, oh, yeah, haha, flashback. Billy Loomis and the other guy, they were the killers, but, like, they're not in this movie at all. Yeah, so why would – I don't know. I don't think they did that. I would have to look at the trailer. But I don't think that Wes Craven would be that stupid.
It was just a very minor annoyance.
Yeah. Yeah, there goes two movies that I won't be watching. I'm worried it's going to keep going. Like Happy Death Day, it might be five.
I mean, we have to watch them because it's our fucking job.
Yeah, but like only if they go on Netflix. I mean, we can't watch them just to be informed, but now that we all know what happens, I mean, I could just watch a YouTube reel of like the best. I could just watch a YouTube. Well, do you have anything more to say about the production or the story before we move on to the realistic aspects of the movie?
So I did watch this with David, which means I have some of his comments.
Nice.
His biggest gripe with it was at the end when she has her monitor behind her, so she's looking at it through a mirror, and after smashing her face into the desk and breaking her nose off,
right?
She's disoriented. We see that she's disoriented, but she is still able to masterfully copy and paste her password and delete her account backwards, so everything is mirrored without an issue.
Yes.
I mean, I get where the annoyance would be, but that's kind of just a suspension of disbelief issue.
Right. Yeah. I understand, though.
Because in reality, I'm sorry to break it to everybody, you probably wouldn't be able to do that. Breaking your nose off would most likely result in you hemorrhaging and passing out before you're able to defeat your doppelganger.
Yeah, that would be a pretty sick nose break. Your nose had to be broken off of your face for that to happen, you know?
Well, her nose was broken off of her face.
It was really, really broken off of her face. Just, I don't know how it got back onto there. But, no, you're right. That was just a technical goof.
I'll tell you how it got back on there. Good, old-fashioned, American medicine. Or actually, no, that's a bullshit. It was probably essential oils. She probably just rubbed essential oils on it.
Not even rubbed essential oils on it. She put it in the mister and smelled them.
She wouldn't even be able to breathe if your nose was in that condition.
You know what, Sam? That doesn't matter because they're essential oils. They're a miracle cure. All right. So we don't need to have anybody who's going to shit on that. Okay, everybody's a witch.
I swear to fuck, Stormy, if you are a believer of essential oils,
I believe that they.
Like, you know why they're called essential oils, right? It's because they take the essence of whatever the fuck they are. It's not because they're essential to your life.
I know, I think that's where people get it mixed up, but they just kind of have that essence, you know, the smell
and
of whatever it smells like.
For some reason, I think I added her because I knew it would be full of lulls 5 years ago. Yeah. My Girl Scout troop leader from 15 years ago fucking sells essential oils. And she posted this long story about how her daughter is expecting her first child. And her daughter was like, I just don't think it's possible to raise my child chemical free. And I wasn't raised chemical free. And she said, well, my daughter, the world is filled with much more dangerous chemicals than it was 15 years ago. And I'm just reading it like, that's such bullshit, because we're so much more conscious about what we're putting into stuff. In fact, I think it's easier to raise your child chemical free these days than it was 15 years ago, because we actually give a shit.
Like the shampoo. What do you mean by chemical free?
Like products that don't use quote unquote chemicals, meaning dumbass,
everything.
Dumbass people who don't fucking know chemical names for stuff.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Or the scientific name for something.
Well, she would really have to be living like a, that's still like hard to cut out like every single chemical, because like, you mean like chemicals in food or like chemical cleaners or.
I think she means all of it, but I'm still thinking that's
tough to do, dude. No,
I
got to live in a bubble.
I disagree.
Yes.
It's easier to do today because we are so much more conscious about what goes into something that even mainstream like cleaners are putting more quote unquote organic materials in their products.
Okay, I understand now, because yeah. I use cleaners that are only green and organic, you see. I thought you meant like cut out like anything that's considered like, because chemicals, like, yes, they're bad, but like not all of them are like harmful.
Right.
You know what I mean? I thought you meant like, I don't know. I didn't understand what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. I don't understand what I talk about.
I was like,
most of the time.
Just nothing, because the air you breathe is technically a chemical, if you want to get super technical. And I just like thought about that immediately. But yeah, no, if you want to like, yeah, do that, it is super easy because there's so much more available to you. You have so many more choices. Just to be mindful of like what you put in your body and, you know, what you use, household items, because mm-hmm. like everyone's using these essential oil things, like the Mr. things, and they don't realize that like it, some of them are toxic to like their animals and stuff like that.
Oh, I've seen dumbasses use fucking thieves and spray it directly into their mouth, and thieves is poisonous.
What is thieves?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm sorry if you've fallen into the Young Life essential oil cult, but it's bullshit. Except when you're putting a nose back on your face, then that's the only way to do it.
Yes, yeah, I understand.
You just sprinkle a little down there and hold it in place for 15 minutes, and it's like it never happened.
Voila. Exactly.
You can't say I'm wrong, because we never saw her go to the hospital to have it put back on.
Exactly. We didn't see her. All we saw was her break it, and then like a time lapse to like it being fully healed. And we have to assume that the time between that scene and the next scene was like maybe just a day.
Yeah, because she used essential oils.
She used essential oils to, to fix it.
Hashtag chemical free life. But that's all I have to say about Cam. I give this movie an yeah, that fucked me up.
Me too. I give it an A+, which means yeah, that fucked me up. Do you want to talk about some realistic aspects before we wrap up that movie?
Yeah, bro.
Yo, all right. Well, we already talked about the deep fakes, so we can move on from that. How about this one? Having your acquaintances.
Where the fuck did these notes come from? When I looked
through. You mean my notes?
Yeah, the other day they weren't there.
That's because I fixed the spacing. They were like spaced. There were like 4 page breaks in between like our mini show notes and these notes. Now I like deleted all the spaces, so now it's like regular again. But anyway. Oh. My favorite. Having your acquaintances or brother's friends watch your cam videos.
Yeah.
Whoops. I mean, but like she's totally chill about it, but like that's a realistic aspect, is like if you're gonna do that and you have, you know, a sibling who's younger, they're gonna find you.
See, I would care a little more for his sake. I don't know if I would care for my sake if they're watching, as long as they're paying. But, like, they're going to bully my little brother, and that's just not fucking okay.
Dude, yeah, they do. But, okay, so this is something I forgot to bring up, and I wanted your opinion. So she knows that they're watching her, and like they know that she's a cam girl, and her brother knows, and her brother knows that his friends are watching her. And then, or like, and then they say like, your sister's like a porn star. And then he gets mad at his sister instead of his friends. And he like doesn't talk to her anymore. So like, why does that happen? Although he's known all along, like, is it because they kind of like spilled it in front of everybody? And, but like, even after his birthday party, he still like refuses to even speak to her. It's awkward.
See, you might be right. I thought he was mad at her because the copy showed a picture of him on the stream. And I thought maybe...
I forgot about that.
He found out about that. It would be weird if he was watching.
Yeah. But
maybe since her mom was watching, maybe he was also watching and saw that she just flashed a picture of him. That, because that scene happened right after the cam show. Okay. So I thought maybe that was why he was mad at her, but he might be right too.
I didn't make that connection, so I wasn't sure why he acted like so angry, although he knew. But then, yeah, that makes sense since she did flash his picture. I totally forgot that he did that. Yeah. All right. Anyway, next, creepy cops that don't help. It's cool that she called the cops because she was so freaked out she didn't know what else to do. And if you don't know what else to do, I suppose you would call the cops, which is fine. It's cool when horror movies just, like, go for that. But creepy cops that don't help, like, it sucked that they wouldn't help her, but it sucks that that's, like, real shit because they're guys.
I mean, what could they do, though?
They, like, nothing, but they didn't, the guy was, like, what does he say? Like, do you have like sex with the guys? And she was like, no. And he was like, oh, well, that's a shame because you're like super hot, or like, he was just like being like super gross.
Yeah.
It's like, don't do that, man. You're the law.
Yeah. And that is a reality for sex workers in America, because prostitutes can't report if they get raped because they're just as likely to get arrested, more likely to get arrested than their rapist, because prostitution's illegal in America.
Dude, yeah, right. The other thing is just creepy dudes like that sugar daddy guy.
I don't like Barnacle Barney.
Yeah, I don't like Barnacle. I don't like their creepy ass names.
Yeah. Fuck.
Some of them were funny, but some of them were, like, creepy. I'm like, really? Tinker?
Well, what would your screen name on a cam girl website be?
Like, if I was viewing or if I was a cam girl?
If you were viewing.
I don't know. It'd be something, like, basic. Like, Stormy Skies 123. I don't know. not something, like, ridiculous. Like, Barnacle Bob or whatever the fuck his name is. It sounds like a child made that up.
You know? Maybe that's what his name
is. He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't justify that one.
Yeah. They're just creepy. Just because it's creepy. And they're like, let's give them, like, creepy, weird names that just are weird. Which is real shit. But that's all I have to say about that, other than what a fabulous movie. If you haven't seen it, definitely watch it. So good.
It is so good.
So good. So I updated the Netflix movie spreadsheet. And good. A lot of stuff was removed, but a lot of stuff was added too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm glad I've given you new life through the spreadsheet.
Absolutely. I did it so we could choose our next movie.
Cool.
So we'll put it in the randomizer.
We'll do that on the next mini-sode.
Yeah. Oh, was that when we do it? Yeah. That's oh, man. I want to know now. Okay, you'll you're right. We'll out. Wait until the next mini-sode.
You'll find out the next time we record.
Right on. Well, I'm cool with that. So.
All right. Yeah. Wrap this bitch up.
Sweet. Let me open the fucking things. There it is. Intro. Okay, cool. All right, you guys. Wrapping this up. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. Something that we learned today from the discussion of Cam.
Be careful with your face.
That's right. Be careful with your face because it could be stolen by a computer program. And then you have to go all the way back to square one. It sucks. Excuse me. And don't get a cough cold. Sam doesn't like that.
Don't fucking like that.
All right. Well, like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear? Follow us on Twitter at @horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. You want to argue with us about something? Or do you think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. We post written reviews frequently. Right now, I just went through all of our written reviews on there, so they're all nice and shiny and up to date, and they're really awesome. I have to make it a, you know, like a priority to go watch a new horror movie on Netflix, but hey, I haven't seen any new, you know, little news things saying that Netflix now has the scariest movie ever. That hasn't happened yet. So once that does, I'll watch the scariest movie ever. I was reminded of that because I read Sam's review on Veronica.
Oh, fuck Veronica.
And I was reading the thing and it was like, this is the scariest movie ever. And you might die if you watch it. And I was like, oh shit. People. We haven't had something that crazy since Veronica happened. So I'm waiting on it. Anyway, we love horror, and if you're listening, you do too. So please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website, where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal. You could sign up for monthly donations if they existed, but don't worry, that will be a thing in the near future, hopefully. That'd be cool. Hey, tis the season. If you're in the giving mood, we have an Amazon wish list. If you want to buy us something like a little present for the holidays, that'd be nice. Or even just a small monetary donation. That'd be cool, too, if you got any extra money to give. Any other pertinent news? Oh, yeah. I just finished the novel Haunting of Hill House. So I just outlined my blog post about the novel versus the Netflix series, which is fantastic. So hopefully we'll have that to look forward to in December, or if not, the beginning of the new year.
Yeah.
That's all I have. I'm sick, but I'm getting better. It's December, so the holidays are quickly approaching, and if you celebrate Christmas, it's in a couple weeks.
Oh shit, yeah. We need to figure out if we're doing a Christmas special. That's we'll right. do that I off think mic.
Yes, we'll do that off mic. I think you and I did discuss it. And I'll remind you what movie you mentioned to me, and if you're still interested in doing that. If not, there are a couple Christmas movies that I saw on the horror section today when I was going through it. But that's all I've got, so if that's it for you, thank you, fuck off, and have a swell evening.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye now.